USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Ada is cutting across the southern tip of Florida, dropping heavy rains and causing flash flooding. The storm made landfall late Sunday night after dropping heavy rains for several hours Sunday afternoon. Some areas have seen more than 10 inches of rain from this storm, bringing the risk of flash flooding. The storm is forecast to continue to track west Monday and into the Gulf of Mexico. There's a chance it could then gather strength and become a hurricane again before being picked up by a low-pressure system and threatening the northern Gulf Coast of Florida. The United States is approaching 10 million coronavirus cases after adding another 100,000 new cases on Sunday. It's the fifth straight day that new confirmed cases have eclipsed 100,000. Hospitalizations from the disease have also been on the rise, with 16 states reporting record-high numbers of patients. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
For the sixth straight week, average gasoline prices have fallen across the country. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The national gasoline price fell 3 cents last week for an average of $2.09 a gallon. That's 10 cents lower than last month and 55 cents below what it was a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for the drop in prices.
The six-week streak that we've seen the national average decline may soon wrap up as oil prices start increasing again on optimism over the economy and a potential stimulus plan from President-elect Biden.
California still has the highest prices at $3.14 a gallon compared to Texas at $1.73.
And Massachusetts was shaken Sunday morning by a rare earthquake. The magnitude 3.6 quake was centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts. There haven't been any reports of damage or injuries, though it was felt up to 100 miles away throughout Connecticut and Rhode Island. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One of television's most recognizable hosts has passed away. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Massachusetts was shaken Sunday morning by a rare earthquake. The magnitude 3.6 quake was centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts. There's not been any reports of any damage or injuries. It was also felt in Connecticut and Rhode Island. And Chase Elliott has won the 2020 NASCAR Championship after winning Sunday's season finale race at Phoenix. At 24 years old, Elliott becomes the third youngest driver ever to win NASCAR's top prize. He led the final 43 laps of the race after having to start at the back because his car failed a pre-race inspection. Sunday's season finale was also the final start for 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson and Clint Bowyer as full-time drivers. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.